How are you? Happy, 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 happy Wednesday. Flying through the week with the greatest of ease, the man on the flying microphone, I guess. Yes, by the way, if you don't know that reference, the man on the flying trapeze, that's probably an old guy thing. But I have, in fact, flown on a flying trapeze. And if you really are nice in the Facebook group, maybe I'll show you the picture of the day that I did that a long, long time ago. It was fun. So today, why it's another chance for you to succeed. It's another chance. And we'll chat about that and maybe talk you into that today, if I can, on this program. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Stand up, take a step, repeat. Now, people oftentimes will say, Scott, utilizing your massive abundance of Scott logic, otherwise known as common sense for most people, but I've got a very special version of it. This is, if I stand up, if I take a step, and if I repeat, how long shall I do it before I shall get what I want? I said, I want a date, Scott. I want a time. How many days do I have to do it? Hang on. I'm thinking about it here. Scott, just tell me, how long do I have to stand up, take a step, and repeat? Okay. Here's the answer. Until you get what you want. Why the hell would you stop before you did that anyway? Really? If you say you want it, this is what I want, and it gets hard, it gets difficult, somebody says you can't have it, and you're upset, you're going to stop? No. Get mad, get in their face, and get out of my way. I do that all the time, by the way. Really, actually, I don't even do it anymore. Now I just, if you tell me I can't do what I've decided to do, I ignore you. I don't even see you. You're not even in my universe. You're like, what? I don't get mad at you. I don't get angry. Now, if you really get in front of me, get right in my face and you put your hands on my cheeks and tell me you can't do it. Watch out. You're going to get hit right where you don't want to get hit. You know, metaphorically speaking. But mostly, I just ignore it and move on. That's the cool thing about knowing what you want. Anyway, how are you? It's me, Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Happy you're here today. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. In the Facebook group, we've had a lot of stuff happening over there. I've never had a Facebook group for the podcast. I've had lots of them for all my coaching groups, my Wisdom to Wealthy, the membership site that we have with the Daily Boost Premium, and my coaching clients have a place to go as well. They're going the new ones don't right now. They're going to say, well, where's my place? But I've never had one just for you, just to show up and just kind of chat with me. Want to get in touch with me on your own Facebook, go to facebookgroups.com/groups/Daily Boost Podcast. Answer my silly questions. And come on in and get to know me a little bit, okay? So speaking of silly questions, people say, Scott, how do you get so much time to read? I never read less than one book a week, ever. And I usually read, I'm going to say three in that area. Some are boring. Sometimes I start them, I go, basically, have you ever read a book that somebody has written because they've obviously read about 500 other books, so they write a book with everything they've ever read? I know it's going to happen. There's nothing new in this world, but still. If you've read the same books I've read and I'm reading your book and all you did was recite all the stuff you read, I ain't reading your book. I'm looking for something new. This is why I've taken 15 years to write my book. I don't want you to read everybody else's stuff. I want my own stuff for you, okay? So here's how I do it. I have two types of reading. I'm an e-reader, a Kindle guy. I do order print books occasionally, but for the most part, I find that, and certainly as I've gotten older, reading on an electronic device where I can adjust the size of the font is cool. And I can read fast. So I do that mostly. But what I do, I have two types of reading time. One is my dedicated time. Well, I decide I'm going to read. Often it's in the morning. I get up. I'm kind of in a meditative state. Good time to get stuff in my brain. Really careful what I read when I'm in that state because it's too easy to take in somebody else's information. So I'm really careful of what I read. So I choose it. But that's the dedicated reading time. When I'm focused, that's all I'm doing. I'm trying to really learn something, study things like that. There's only a limited amount of time you can actually do that until you get tired. The other type is what I'm going to call my default time. And essentially, this is my default time when my brain is in its default mode, meaning just kind of idling and doing its thing, whatever. And I kind of want to kill some time and I want to learn things, not really serious reading, but I will want to shift gears throughout the course of the day. Maybe I'm doing stuff that's kind of got me thinking. I just want to not think. And I'll pick up a book and I'll read a few pages. I just go through it and it kind of shifts me. So that's how I do it. At least three books a week, sometimes four. And dedicated and default time. Hope that helps you. Some ideas. So another chance to succeed. Man, is it me or does living life these days feel like you're in Groundhog Day? Is that movie still holds up? That looks really, really old with Bill Murray and everything. But it's the more you watch that movie, listen, next time you watch Groundhog Day, and you will, all I want you to think, yeah, that's life. And it is, particularly the last few years, politics and everything, it is Groundhog Day. All you know is, hey, if I hang around until tomorrow, it's going to be the same lie told in a little bit different way. Sometimes exactly the same way. It happens, right? It also happens when you're working toward your goals. It can be a real asset, I guess. It's something that will break you free when you don't feel like things are going your way. I mean, all this kind of stuff, it just happens. You start to notice things are happening that way. Now, everybody has ups and downs. Up days are a lot of fun. Down days make you crawl into a rock for sure. And it, like that movie, I think with the right mindset, you can always find another chance to try again. That's kind of the point of this program. Every single day, it's another chance. It could be the same as you had yesterday or something different. How would it feel if you could really tweak what you did today or yesterday and adjust and flex and reinvent your approach to living? How would it be if you could do that? Now, some people say, Scott, I can't do that. I'm locked into my life, man. I got my job. I got my family. I got everything else. I can't change anything. Hell, you can't. I'll say it again. Hell, you can't. How does it start? By you going, I don't believe you, Scott. You said, hell, you can't. Why'd you say that? I got you thinking, didn't I? Hell, you can't. You can change anything you want in your life. You're the boss of you. Doesn't matter. Nuh-uh. I have to do this. I've been told to do this. Everybody's bossing me around telling me what to do. I don't care. Heck with them. You can do whatever you want to do. I promise this, the minute you decide, not in a bad way, not an angry way, not in a, I'm going to just push everybody out of my way. It's just, no. When you focus on something and you say, I can make a change, it's a little change, like we talked about yesterday. Yeah, I can get out of bed in the morning, no matter how comfortable I am. Yeah, I can do like I am, gone to the gym 23 days in a row now. I just get up and do it. Scott, you can't exercise every day. Hell, I can. Do whatever I want to do. I'm monitoring it. You don't know what I'm doing. Hell, I can't. I can. So no matter what happened yesterday, no matter how many days in a row it's happened, no matter how many years in a row it's happened, no matter how much you think you're locked into your way and you want to stay, you don't have to. Hard, yeah. Difficult, hard. Afraid, hard, yeah. Another hard in there, I'm sorry. Yeah. What if everything got more comfortable as you built your knowledge of what works for you? What if you decided, hell, I can. I'm just going to make a little change today, and it got a little bit better because tomorrow you did it again. Maybe you stumbled, you went backwards again, but you tried it again. How empowered would you be if you feel that every single day was a do-over day? That it didn't matter what happened today, you had another chance tomorrow. It didn't matter what happened at 9 o'clock in the morning, you had a chance at 10 o'clock in the morning. Whatever you messed up last night, you could fix tonight, or better yet, you could fix tomorrow morning. I can't. It's like me. It's like I screwed up my Netflix thing, went out last night at 8:59, I didn't see the end. Man, no, you didn't do that, Scott. You programmed the TV wrong. Okay, fine. Wouldn't be the first time at 5:45 in the morning, because my mind was on it, that I decided to make today better by finishing what I messed up yesterday by finishing the movie the first thing. I know it's silly, but it makes sense. Hell, you can't make a change if you want to. And I know sometimes you feel stuck and you feel confused and you just haven't learned exactly what you need to get to the next level. You just haven't mastered that mindset. You just haven't got the things you're going to have when you're 20 years older than you are right now, but you're going to have it, right? But you can start with a single step, because as long as the sun rises and the sun sets, it doesn't matter if you succeed or fail today or yesterday or the day before. Today is always a new day for making your dream comes true, and that's going to get you out of bed no matter how cold it is outside. That's for darn sure. So the mantra, I guess, for me today is, the hell I can't. The hell I can. I'll do it. I don't care what you say. And it's not in a bad way. I'm really serious. I really want to get this across to you. A lot of people in the personal development world seem to think that when they decide to take a path, that they somehow have to hit other people. No. This is a prosperous world, an abundant world. There's so much out there. Nobody cares. You get a little bit older, you'll figure out that you can have whatever you want to have. There's always more for you and for everybody else on the planet. And there is not a damn person on the planet that's paying attention to you. They're thinking about themselves right now. And as soon as you get that in your mind and you figure out that you can change a couple things here or there and just do what you need to do to get what you need to get, life changes. Let me get off my pedestal here, because that's not what the show is all about. That's what I do other stuff for. That's where I carry on deep and go dig deep. And we'll talk about that more in time if you want to do that, okay? Tomorrow, 4 questions that you must ask before you do anything. If not, you're wasting some time. Who wants to waste time? Yay! No, it's not me. Mm-mm. I'll see you tomorrow.